Hello and welcome to the program today. We're going to be talking about making the church strong. This is what God wants for the church, and you know, you and I should want the same thing God wants. But we also must want a strong church because we wouldn't want to be a part of a weak church. God doesn't want the church to be weak. We have a very strong enemy, and we need to be strong in order to win the battle. The stronger we are, the better the chance is that we get to heaven. And the stronger the church is, the better the chance more people will get to heaven. So we're going to talk about making the church strong today. The church of Christ, the church that Jesus built when he was on this earth. Or he said he would build it in Matthew 16 and verse number 18. Upon this rock I will build my church. And of course he went back into heaven, I should say that. And then his disciples began to preach the gospel. And the church began in Acts chapter 2 upon the day of Pentecost. They preached about Jesus. They preached about sin. People were baptized and they repented and were baptized for the remission of their sins. Acts 2 and verse 38. About 3,000 souls gladly received the word and were baptized. But in the next verse, that's verse 41 of Acts 2. In the next verse, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. And breaking in bread and fellowship and in prayers, they stayed together and they strengthened one another. God wants his people to be strong. He wants the church to be strong. We know this when we read passages like Ephesians 6 and verse number 10, where he actually says, be strong. It says in Ephesians 6 and 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He tells us what to do and he tells us how to do it. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That, of course, is the Bible. The Bible is his power. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Jesus wants his church to be strong. We need to stand against the tricks, the devices, the schemes of the devil. And notice in Ephesians 6 and verse 12, he says more about our enemy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. And so we're up against a great foe, a great enemy, principalities and powers, the devil and all of his cohorts. And so he says in verse number 13 of Ephesians 6, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we're told to be strong. We're told to make a stand. We're told about our enemy. We're told to take the truth and fortify ourselves. That's what God wants. He wants his people to be strong. He doesn't want us to be weak. And so in this passage, we learn that it is the Word of God, the great gospel of Jesus Christ, which will fortify us. and build us up. Also in Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse number 5, we're told to be strong for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you since the day you heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth, as you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And here it is, verse 11. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering, with joyfulness. God wants us to be strong. He wants us to obey his word, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Well, that's one of the ways that we make the church strong, is we fill it with the knowledge of God's word. Paul would tell the Ephesian elders in Acts 20 and verse number 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance with all them that are sanctified. The word of God will build us up and cause us to win the victory. It will cause us to overcome the world. Jesus wants a strong church, and when we fill it with the word of God, we will have a strong church. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2 and 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. God wants us to grow in the knowledge of his will. That's why we have Bible classes for all ages. That's why we have regular preaching and gospel meetings and written materials that we can study. That's why books have been published, like lectureship books. And that is to help us to grow and to be strong Christians. The Bible says in Hebrews 5 and verse 12, for when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth unto them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. We are to learn the word of God, and we are to become skillful in its use. You know, the church is under attack. The truth is under attack. The home is under attack. And we need to know how to repel those attacks with the word of God. Sanctify in your heart the Lord Jesus, and be ready always to give an answer to every person who asketh you the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Let's make the church strong. Let's have preachers who will preach the Bible without fear and without favor, but to do so with love in their hearts. So we need a Bible knowledge in the church in order to make it strong. And that will result in a strong faith. The Bible says, "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith," 1 John 5 and verse number 4. We need to have the Word of God. We need to have a strong faith. And you know what else we need? You know what else is powerful? And that is love. We need to have love, great Christian love in the church and in every member of the Lord's church. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 1 says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I'm become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal." I'm just a bunch of noise. I'm not making any sense at all. "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing." You know, that's what we need. We need love in the church. Verse 3 says, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing." A church is useless if it doesn't have love. We need to have a knowledge of God's word. We need to have a great faith. And we need to have love. Now I want to read the description of love here from 1 Corinthians 13, beginning with verse number 4. Love suffers long. Love does not vaunt itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly. We're never rude. We're never unkind. Love seeketh not her own. That means it's not selfish. Is not easily provoked. We don't get angry easily. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Love never fails. That's what we need in the Lord's church. We need a knowledge of God's word. We need a great, powerful faith. And we need to fill the church with great love. But also to keep the church strong, we need to keep sin out of it. The Bible says pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is to visit the fatherless and the widows in the time of their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Sin will weaken us. Sin will make us easy victims for the devil. We are to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12 in verse number 2. So let's make the church strong. Let's study our Bibles. Let's have a great faith in God. Let's believe in God and believe in the Son, Jesus Christ. Believe that he came to this earth. Believe he suffered on Calvary. Believe that he was buried. Believe that he rose the third day, and believe that he's coming back to receive us unto himself. And let's keep love in the church. Let's keep ourselves unspotted from the world. But let's fill it with zeal. We need to have a zeal for the Lord. Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. That God sent his Son to die for us, that he might purify unto himself a people zealous of good works. Titus 2 and verse 14. God wants us to do good works, but he wants us to be zealous. We need to be excited and have some zeal. You know, in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, there was the church of the Laodiceans, and they had lost their zeal. And God told them they were lukewarm, and they were not hot, and they were not cold, and he wanted them to get hot, repent, be zealous. But we need to also have in the Lord's church, to make it strong, we need good leadership. We need good workers. We need good men to be elders that meets the qualifications in 1 Timothy 3, beginning with verse 1, and also Titus chapter 1, beginning in verse number 5. We need deacons, good song leaders, good Bible class teachers. We need good parents. That'll make the church strong. If we have parents that know their Bible and teach their Bible to their children, that have love, that are living pure, that'll really make the church strong. That's what we need. And I encourage you, dearly beloved, that are listening to me, study your Bible. Build up your faith. Keep yourself unspotted from the world. Be a loving and kind and gracious person, a brother and sister. Listen to the leadership. Be a good leader if you're a part of that. And let's keep the church unified. Unity is a great help to have a strong church. That's what Jesus prayed for in John 17, verses 20 through 22. Neither pray I for these alone, but for all them that shall believe on me through their word, that they all might be one, even as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they may be one in us. And he wants us to have unity. He doesn't want us to have division. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 10. That there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. You don't want to be guilty of causing division in the Lord's body. We need unity based upon the truth. We need to all get our Bibles out and study them and agree on what the Bible says, not agree on my opinion. And so we need unity. We need to get strife and division and any kind of hatred and remove it from the church, because that will weaken the church. Sin weakens the church. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, 1 Corinthians 5 teaches us. And so let's keep the sin out. Let's not let it permeate the local congregation where you attend. There are many other things which are sure to help strengthen the church. We need a preacher to get up and preach plain Bible preaching. Just make it plain and simple. Paul told Timothy, I charge thee before God, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent in season, out of season. You know, that's what the apostles did. They taught the word to the New Testament church. And Ephesians 4 and 15 says, they taught the truth in love. That's powerful preaching there. If you preach from the Bible and you make the Bible clear and you preach with love, that's a powerful instrument that will help us get to heaven. But make it a friendly church. I want the church to be a friendly place. I know you do too. But that requires me to be friendly and to go around and talk to everybody and encourage everyone. Hebrews 10 and 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Now watch this part. But exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. God wants us to come together and encourage one another. That will make the church strong. Encourage the preacher, encourage the song leader, encourage the little boys that are in attendance, encourage the little girls, encourage the parents. Let's be an encouraging people. Let's be like Barnabas. Let's fill the church with encouragement, and that'll help it to be strong. And then fill it with a praying membership. God wants us to pray without ceasing. He wants us to be a praying people. He wants us to be a people who are happy and cheerful and ready to give to the Lord's church. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7. God loves a cheerful giver. And that giving is to be done on the first day of the week. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2. And also, that'll make the church strong, but also we need to fill the church with people who want to invite the lost and be personal workers and take the gospel out into the community. In Acts 8 and verse 4, it says, and they were scattered abroad and went everywhere preaching the word. They went everywhere. And he that winneth souls is wise. Proverbs 11 and verse 30. Keep the worship scriptural. We got a lot of people who want to change the makeup of the church. They want to change the laws that God has given us of the church. And they want to change worship. Don't let anybody change worship. There's one kind of worship. It's the kind that God says. And it's in spirit and it's in truth. John 4, 23 and 24. So let's keep the church strong by worshiping properly. We remember Nadab and Abihu in the Old Testament. They didn't worship correctly and God destroyed them with fire right there in front of everybody. Let's saturate the church with a forgiving and loving spirit. We are to forgive one another, Ephesians 4 and verse 32. We're to put great emphasis on being like Christ and behaving like Jesus. Jesus has forgiven you, and we must forgive one another. This will help the church to be as strong as it possibly can. And so let's summarize what we've been talking about today. We've been talking about making the church strong. I want it strong. I don't want to be a part of a weak, flimsy church, and God doesn't either. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Study His word. Be loving and kind. Be forgiving and patient. Keep yourself unspotted from the world. Be a zealous worker. Let's have good leadership, good elders, good deacons, good song leaders, good teachers, good prayer leaders. Let's keep ourselves united and not divided. That's what the devil wants to do. He wants to divide us. And for all the preachers out there, keep your preaching simple. Preach the Bible. Just preach on those solid principles that will help us to remain true. Have a friendly church, a praying church, a giving church, and let the church be full of workers. Saturate it with a forgiving spirit. Fill it with godly parents. Let's have a good, effective Bible class, period. And provide good teachers and well-trained teachers to teach the Bible. And keep all the members at work. You can call somebody, text somebody, visit somebody, send a card. There's a lot of things you can do. Visit the sick. Send flowers. Help the bereaved. Visit the fatherless and the widows. There's a lot of things you can do to help the church to be active and to be zealous and to be full of good works. And don't bury your talent. You have a talent. Don't bury it. Let's be a working church, a happy church. Let's be a growing church. And that's the way we're going to make it strong. I'm glad that we had this time together to talk about the Church of Christ and how to make that church a pleasing church to our Heavenly Father. And let's get busy. Let's read our Bibles and do what it says. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Richard Massey, and I preach for the Windmill Church of Christ. We're located 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas. If you're ever in our area, please come by to see us. Our website is windmillcoc.org. You can find us there in our location and our times. windmillcoc.org. Thank you, friend, for tuning in today. We hope to see you next time. God bless.